The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. I bring you the daily briefing every Monday through Friday at the 3 o'clock hour. It is 3:05 on this Wednesday, February 10th. Remember that state-level updates on coronavirus can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov, and lots of COVID data displays are actually available at the Department of Health website at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. Going to wa211.org online, that's wa211.org online, or dialing 211 from your phone will link you to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance from anywhere in the state of Washington. Dialing 311 will connect you to the city of Tacoma, and the state's coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the hotline 211-211. Just a few updates for us today on this Wednesday. Washingtonians can find out if they're eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. There have been no updates about moving from Phase 1B Tier 1. So you can go, though, at findyourphasewa.org, or you can have general information on the vaccine at covidvaccinewa.org. The following health systems and clinics in our region are offering vaccine appointments for those who are eligible for coronavirus vaccines. Multicare hospitals, including Tacoma General, Virginia Mason Franciscan Health, including St. Joseph's, St. Clair's in Lakewood, and St. Francis in Federal Way, and St. Anthony's in Gig Harbor, Kaiser Permanente Facilities, CMAR Clinics, Ording Family Practice, OM Life Health Clinic, University Place Medical Clinic, and International Health Community Services. In addition, Fred Hutchison, Evergreen Health, and Seattle Children's Hospital are also participating in coronavirus vaccination programs. There's many pharmacies that also have vaccine programs by appointment, including select Safeway, Albertsons, or QFC pharmacies throughout our region. Not all of them, so call ahead. Kirk's Pharmacy in Eatonville, and Lincoln Pharmacy and Acts Pharmacy, both of which are in Tacoma. King County has two vaccination sites, one at the Showare Center and one at the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn. Due to predicted cold weather, check ahead at kingcounty.gov/vaccine or call 206-263-9600 because some of the vaccine appointments this week have been shifted from the GSA complex, the General Services Administration Complex in Auburn, over to the Showare Center in Kent due to projected cold weather. Again, for King County listeners seeking vaccine, if you're eligible, you can go to kingcounty.gov/vaccine. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department urges residents to follow the department's social media posts to keep an eye on their website for opportunities within our county for pop-up vaccination events. And folks can also sign up for email notifications in advance of future COVID-19 community events by going to tpchd.org/notify. The department actually announced two vaccination events in Tacoma today, but all spots were filled within 16 minutes of registration opening. And so because of this trend, the department is actually launching a pilot program to increase vaccine opportunities among groups disproportionately affected by severe COVID illness and barriers to vaccine access despite eligibility. These events will be small community-run vaccine clinics where community partner groups will be registering folks who have limited transportation options or language barriers or technology barriers or any other access challenges. So those experiencing particular barriers to accessing vaccines in our county include individuals from Black, African American, Latinx or Hispanic, Native Hawaiian, Alaska Native, Pacific Islander, and American Indian communities, people with housing instability and disabilities, low-income households, immigrants and refugees, people with limited English proficiency, and people in rural areas. The department is imploring that community partners promote these small vaccine events using low-tech options and avoid posting to social media because individuals who are from those vulnerable groups often need extra time to register due to their individual challenges, and they're likely to miss out when these events are promoted through social media, just as the ones that were large vaccine events were filled up within 16 minutes this morning. So if you are a radio listener wanting to be connected to these small community-based vaccine events and you don't have internet access, give us a call and we can help connect you. You could also call the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, but you can call us at 253-330-8821 and we can help connect you that way too. For our regional news today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 235 new COVID-19 cases. The two-week COVID-19 case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County was 297. Kids Mental Health Pierce County recently hosted a webinar on how families, educators, and communities can support kids transitioning from remote to hybrid in-person schooling. A recording is available online at kidsmentalhealthpiercecounty.org. There's also additional handouts and other resources there. The South King Emotional Wellness League hosted free 45-minute virtual counseling sessions today. You can find out more about the South King Emotional Wellness League on their Facebook page, facebook.com/SKEW League. There are lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. So if you're experiencing any kind of symptoms that are suggestive of coronavirus infection, you can get a free COVID-19 test at places including MultiCare, Franciscan and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and Seymour Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium and at the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center, and more. All you got to do is go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations. If you don't have internet access, you could also always call the coronavirus hotline. That is 1-800-525-0127 and ask for where you can get tested for coronavirus if you're experiencing those symptoms. In addition to those regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's mobile testing events continue. The remaining ones this week include Thursday, February 11th. They'll be at West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place, as well as at Eatonville High School. And on Friday, February 12th, they'll be back at Eatonville High School, as well as at Pierce County Library, located at 3005 112th Street East. For those events, no ID is required. Tests are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you need longer hours, you can go to the Lakewood Station, because they're open till 5:30, but do check tpchd.org for specifics. You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I'm always pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing where you can get your resources and updates related to coronavirus and staying healthy. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can call us or text us is 253-330-8821. And if you missed any part of today's daily briefing or it breezed by you too quickly, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or shortly after each live broadcast on our website at daily.ktqa.org, where you can click to listen or click to read. If you aren't on our email list, you can go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included and kept abreast of all of the things going on here at ktqa.org, an all-volunteer-run station coming to you from Hilltop, Tacoma. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.